This goes to Dr. Kozlowski, K-O-Z-L-O-V-S-K-I, fax 989-463-1534, regarding Jeannie, J-E-A-N-N-I-E, Cat, K-A-T-T, date of birth 9/12/1958. Dear Dr. Kozlowski, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Cat with a history of right renal infarction, but preserved renal function, anemia of chronic disease, and fatigue. Her last visit was 1 year ago, January 22nd, 2024. She did start low dose of Rybelsus, 3 milligrams a day, and so far she has lost 12 pounds over the last 12 months. She states that her hemoglobin A1C was 5.4, but when she did lab studies were done, she does have insulin resistance. She really doesn't want to start metformin. She's trying very hard to control this with diet and weight loss. So far, she's tolerating Rybelsus very well, and she's pleased that she's losing some weight. She denies hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia currently. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema. Medications. I want to highlight the Eliquis 5 milligram twice a day. For pain, she uses Norco 5-325 up to 4 times a day as needed. And the new medication, Rybelsus, R-Y-B-E-L-S-U-S, and that's 3 milligram. Actually, she's taking 3 daily of that sample medication. And Prevacid is 30 milligram twice a day. Physical exam, weight, 209 pounds. Pulse is 87. Blood pressure, left arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 128/72. Neck is supple. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 9th, 2025. Creatinine is 0.96, estimated GFR greater than 60. Albumin 4.6, calcium 9.5, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus is 3.6, hemoglobin 14.9, normal white count, normal platelets. Assessment and plan, history of right renal infarction with preserved renal function. 2, history of anemia, currently normal hemoglobin. 3, insulin resistance, currently losing weight and controlling that with diet. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 to 4 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.